Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast about queer women in LGBTQ movies.
Yes.
That works.
Yeah.
Women with an X.
Yeah.
Sarah, I gotta write it down.
Women slash non-binary people.
Yes. Yes.
Even though, as we know, and we say this almost every week, non-binary representation is terrible.
Yeah.
And there's, like, basically none of it.
Yeah, we are inclusive. The film industry is not. Mm. We want to make that very clear. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're ever wondering how we choose our films, it's random.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
We have a humongous list.
Humongous spreadsheet.
And then we do random number generator.
Yep. From the Google.
Yep.
And
we let the internet tell us what to watch.
Yeah, the Google tells me what to do. And I do it if I can find it.
Oh, that's the truest sentence about life in the modern age in Western society. Like, the Google tells you what to do and you do it.
Yeah, I do want to add an addendum. Is that redundant?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
yeah, because you wouldn't say, I want an addendum. Anyway. Addendum.
No,
if I can, if I can find it at a reasonable price, and it's not $30-something.
Yeah, yeah. This one I watched on Canopy too, the library one.
This one I watched on. That's so funny because I looked up. I looked it up on Canopy, and then I did not watch it on Canopy. I'm an idiot. I paid for it like a fool.
Well, it goes to something good, right? Maybe was it on Amazon?
Yes.
Oh, then never mind.
It's only good if you like the movie. Well, yeah. I did, but whatever.
Yeah, I liked it too. What movie are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're talking about the French film La Belle Saison. I'm probably saying that wrong, but in English it means summertime.
Yes, I think technically it means the beautiful season.
I think so, too.
But it's translated as summertime.
Yeah. Like, did you take French in school at all?
I did, in high school.
Do you know this, like, the seasons? Do you remember going over that?
I know printemps. Is pom-pom. Spring.
Pom-pom.
I don't know. Like, I actually pom-pom. Can't say. It's like the worst. I'm butchering it. That's all I know.
French people definitely care.
Oh, that's
all
I
know.
I know.
Yeah, that's why.
No offense
Spanish.
To French people. It's okay to care about your language. It's fine.
Yeah, you can be specific.
I mean, unless you're being xenophobic about it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be xenophobic.
No.
Don't be a dick. Yeah. So, the director of this film sounds really familiar to me, but I don't...
I actually looked her up.
Yeah.
I didn't write her name down, though. Did you write it down?
Catherine Corsini.
Okay. She's a lesbian.
Okay.
Yeah. She has
this
a Wikipedia
sounds so familiar.
Page that she did some other movies that I also forgot to write down, so I can't tell you what they are.
Surprise!
But her partner has been a producer on a bunch of her movies. I don't think on this one, but...
Do they have the same last name?
Mm-mm.
Because, like, the last name really sounds familiar to me in terms of, like, I feel like I've seen it on the screen.
Yeah. You've probably seen, I mean, you've seen a lot of gay movies, so you've probably seen some of her other ones.
I don't want to brag.
You can brag.
I've wasted a lot of my time.
I didn't feel like this was a waste of time.
No, I actually really liked it.
Yeah.
I thought at first it was going to be this other movie that I didn't like that I can't remember the name of. I'm sure we'll watch it at some point, and I'll say the same thing. I hated it. But this one I actually really liked.
Yeah.
So
I had just a couple issues with it, but we can get into that later.
Yeah, I do too. So essentially it's about this young woman, Delphine, who... is raised on a family farm.
Yeah. And the movie opens on her,
girl.
Like, driving a tractor.
I know.
I was like, we've got a farm dyke, everyone. We've got a farm dyke. I'm here for this movie. I'm already 110% in.
I almost wrote that. I was like, Sarah's gonna love this.
Yep.
And I almost texted you, too, and I was just like, no, I can't spoil it. And I was just like, yep.
Just let the joy come spontaneously.
Spark joy.
Yes. This movie does spark joy. At least the farming lesbian sparks joy.
Yes. And essentially, she really likes living on the family farm.
Yeah. I think it's in Belgium, actually. Maybe it's just filmed in Belgium, because I think it was filmed partially in Paris and partially somewhere in Belgium. But I think the rural part is like... Either southern France or Belgium or something.
Adjacent.
Yeah.
yes, I know she is definitely far away from Paris, but eventually she does go there.
Yes.
And I don't really know if it's for, like, school or anything in particular.
I didn't know either. I was like, how did she get here and why is she here?
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with her being here. I just don't really know what she does and, well, yeah, like, what she did.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Come here. But, yeah, she lives on this farm with her parents, mm-hmm, tiny town, and the three of them just run it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have hay, a lot of hay.
So much hay.
Haying, side note, is the hardest fucking thing in the whole world.
Dude, there's a scene in this film where, like, there's just hay bales, yeah, on a truck, and they're, like, putting them in, mm-hmm, the barn, yeah, like, from the high, yeah, high one. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
I've only done haying one time, and it was probably the most difficult day of my life.
I feel like my arms would fall off.
Yes, and not only is it hard physically, but, like, that shit gets all in your clothes. It scratches your entire body.
Yeah, I bet.
And you're, like, sweaty, and it's, like, in your hair and on your neck.
And it smells.
Yeah, it's just, like, so hard. And anyone who does a haying is a true superhero.
Yes.
I would just like to say that.
It was interesting / sexy to watch, yeah, watch them haying, because it's just, like, muscles on muscles.
Yeah.
yeah. Sweaty, so farming.
Lesbian.
Sweaty. Lesbian.
Yeah.
Action.
But that's not the beginning part, because she's just with her parents.
Yes. And then she goes to Paris for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
But
I really like Delphine. Mm-hmm. I think she has a very cute face and, like, a very cute smile. And yes, she's cool because she's a little bit shy sometimes, mm-hmm, but she's also really self-confident and badass, and, like, she kind of knows, yeah, what she wants. And she isn't really afraid of things.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I feel like she knows herself very, mm-hmm, well. And whether or not she completely likes everything about herself,
yeah,
she knows, you know, how she feels about herself. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I feel like she's very, I want to say secure.
Yeah, I think she has her moments of insecurity.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she's pretty secure, I think, yeah, in herself.
I forgot to mention,
yeah,
before she goes to,
oh, yeah,
before she goes, yeah, before she goes to Paris, she has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And her
then her
little
girlfriend dumps her.
Yeah, in her little farm town. And, yeah, even, and she dumps her because she's getting married, mm-hmm, in
to a man.
Yeah, married to a man.
By the way, this takes place in, like, the early 70s.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. But the movie was made in 2015?
I forgot to write it down, but that's
I did too, but right. I think that's when it was.
Around that time.
Yeah.
A modern film. But marriage is of the culture, mm-hmm, in their town specifically.
Yeah, her dad's always asking, like, when,
yeah,
are you going to get married?
When are you going to get married? Or, like, you need to go out. You need to, mm-hmm, you can't just stay home all, mm-hmm, the time. He's encouraging her, even though she's a very hard worker on the farm, he's, yeah, encouraging her to go out and, like, go dancing, go out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she does hang out with one of her friends, but it's definitely for, like, nighttime kissy action.
Yeah. She is also friends with that guy, Antoine.
Yeah, Antoine.
And he totally has a crush on her.
Yeah.
He's kind of in love with her.
Yeah.
But she likes him a lot, but only, mm-hmm, as a friend.
Yeah.
She's not interested romantically or sexually in him at all.
And I think her parents really want them to get together because, yeah, they see just, like, how good, like, they're friendly, mm-hmm, and it doesn't have to be something, you know. I feel like her other friend who, I don't know if she has a name.
I don't think she was ever named.
That's, yeah, that's getting married in September. It's like, she doesn't seem to know her husband very well.
Yeah.
Or future husband.
She says that. She's like, yeah, I mean, he seems nice or, yeah, whatever.
Like, I know of him.
Yeah.
So
and
it seems
Delphine
like.
Delphine is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I know him. Like, we've met.
Yeah.
But no, I don't love him. I don't even know him.
Yeah. But she is, the girlfriend is like, just.
Yeah, she's okay
she's,
with it.
Yeah, she seems okay with it. She seems just willing to settle into her role in the society and,
yeah,
just go with it.
Yeah, I think that's so true because she even says, she says something to the effect of, like, what we did counted, but, mm-hmm, it wasn't serious.
Yeah, she does. I think that's exactly what she says, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she's like, we're not little girls anymore.
Yeah, so she's playing into that, you know, that cultural norm in her town, that like she needs to get married young. She needs to get married to a man young.
Yeah.
And possibly, I assume, have babies.
Yeah, I would assume so too. But Delphine is really not interested in living that kind of life.
And she even tells her dad, I don't want to get married.
Yeah, she says that in like the first scene almost.
Yeah.
Which, she's like, when are you going to get married? She's like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to. Which I feel like is really brave. And
And he doesn't, you know, like freak out.
Yeah,
he just... I think he just is kind of resolved to just keep working on her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like, well, he says, other girls move faster.
Yeah, he does say that.
But yeah, for some unknown reason, I think it's really because that girl broke her heart that she goes to Paris just to kind of start anew.
I think she gets a job there, but she's never shown at work.
Yeah, I feel like they, like, it's, like, talked about or, like, somehow introduced, but, yeah, like, never again.
Yeah.
I do not remember what she does.
No.
Because
I don't think she was in school.
I don't think so either. Wasn't. The only reason why I thought that is because she was reading at one point, but obviously you can read for fun.
Yeah.
But she goes to, like, a lecture hall for the feminist meeting.
Yeah.
So, but maybe that's where they have their meetings.
Right. That's what I was thinking too. Because at first I was like, oh, it's a lecture hall. So is she in school? But I don't think so. Because even Carol wasn't in school either. She was a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I guess it just must be like a local.
Yeah.
Maybe it is like a local university and they just rent out the hall.
Yeah.
But the way she's introduced to this group is really funny. So she's like minding her own business, walking down the street in Paris, just doing her Delphine thing. Mm-hmm. And a group of young women come around and they start pinching and slapping cis male butts.
Mm-hmm. Cis male butts!
Cis male butts!
I go cis male butt.
New t-shirt. Cis male butts. And of course the men are pissed.
Well, one in particular is really pissed.
Yeah, one gets physical with one of the, with Carol, actually.
Yeah, with Carol.
And he goes to, like, slap her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
And Delphine just, like, fucking charges in there. She's like, get off. And then they, like, run onto this tram.
Yeah. She, like, grabs his, like, shoulders. Yeah. And she, like, it looks like she almost, like, picks him up. She's just like, boom.
Well, we know she's strong.
She's very strong.
Yeah.
And they even say, like, what are you, an Amazon woman or something like that? Because you're so strong. And it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And basically, Delphine joins them and finds out that it's a feminist club. Very white feminist club.
This is my main issue with the movie. Everybody is white. The only people of color who show up are in the very end at the abortion clinic.
Yep.
I was like, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, this is 1970s Paris. There are black people. There are brown people around. You cannot just pretend everything is so white.
Oh, and my God.
And their feminism is really white, too, which is, I mean, second wave feminism is super white. And it's very cis.
Super.
But it's
They tackle a little bit of that. Not necessarily the race part, but, like, gay rights they tackle a little
bit. That's true. That's kind of interesting, I think.
Yeah, they tackle it in the sense of, like, saying, why can't we, like, half of us are gay. Hell, like, a bunch of you have men, but half of us are gay, and part of our female experience and our experience as women in this society has to do with the fact that we're gay, too. So you can't just cut that part out.
And I thought that was interesting because they had this whole argument within their group about, and I hate this narrative so much, it drives me crazy, where some people are like, well, we need to get rights for women first and then everyone else can come after.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck that noise. like no.
Even if you are, you know, a straight white woman, you're...
And by women, that's what they mean, is straight white women.
Yeah, that you can... You are still, like, a multifaceted human being, and you can't just denounce, like, other people's struggles because it doesn't fit yours.
Right.
And it's just like, no, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can fight for everything.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a novel concept.
Yeah.
We don't have to go step by step. This is not, a revolution is not a process.
Yeah, that's a patriarchal narrative that needs to be shot down.
Yeah. And the way that I thought was interesting that they got, they went around that was essentially Delphine says, like, so-and-so's been your friend, and she's done all of these things for you, mm-hmm. like working for contraception, mm-hmm. and she's never going to get pregnant,
yeah,
like, on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So why you're, she's been a friend to you, why won't you be a friend to her?
Yeah.
It, like, ends up boiling down to that thing.
Yeah.
And then Carol's like, well, shit.
Yeah. It's kind of good that Carol's like, oh, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
But the impetus for that argument is that that woman that they're talking about,
yes.
her best friend is a gay man,
mm-hmm.
and he was put into an asylum,
yeah.
where he was clearly,
oh my gosh, abused.
Abused.
Yeah, he was getting shock therapy.
Walk, yeah.
But, like, not the, like, cutesy, I don't want to say cutesy.
I was like, cutesy shock therapy?
What I mean, what I mean by that is, like, Carrie Fisher, for example, got shock treatment.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, like, several times. And it was something that, like, really did work for her. And, you know, it's something that can work. But this did not.
Yeah.
I've
had shock therapy on my foot.
Nailed it. But that did your foot get really sad?
My foot was already really sad. Aww. That's why I wasn't trying to make it better.
No, you're so sad.
I'm so bad. Anyway, that was not the same thing as this.
No, this guy can barely do anything. He can't walk. Yeah. He can't talk.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can.
I think he recovers a little bit.
Yeah.
When they get him out. So the woman whose friend that was, she wanted to break him out of that asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what started that argument about, we don't help men. Well, he's a gay man. And, like, let's talk about gay rights. And then mm-hmm. that whole conversation came from that. And they ended up breaking into the asylum and getting him out.
They did.
I
think they decided, like, half would go to the other whatever, you know, rally that they were mm-hmm. doing, and half would go and help this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at the very beginning, they're even talking about how, like, someone wants to interview them, and it's a male reporter.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like,
and everyone
no.
freaks out. They're like, no.
No, we can't. And someone... it's a huge group of women, by the way. I would say, like, probably, like, 70 or 80.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone in the very front of the lecture hall is like, but if we don't let them do it, we won't be able to spread, like, our message mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And there's people that are like, fuck the press.
Yeah.
And another one who's just like, well, we just don't allow men in this space. We just don't.
Yeah.
Period.
It's kind of interesting, and it was pretty accurate, I thought, to, like, what those big group dynamics can be like, because you're gonna have people who disagree with each other, and those are hard conversations to have, and mm-hmm. especially when it's in such a big setting where everyone is kind of hyped up already.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And they, like, sang all these feminist songs and stuff. But that scene where they were singing the songs together, I was like, every single person in this room is white.
Was white. Yeah.
That's why I really noticed it. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I was too. And when they all started singing, I started looking around at the faces to see if anyone was of color.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I could see. It looks like they were maybe just, like, tan white people.
Mm-hmm.
Tanned individuals.
Yeah.
Tan white individuals. Yeah, but it also makes me think of, like, obviously I don't know what the laws were in France around that time. Did they have segregation like they did here?
I don't think so.
And if they did, I hope it was over by the 70s.
Well, yeah, I mean, segregation is a thing that still happens, but it's just not codified in law necessarily.
Yeah.
Even though there's some laws that I think still kind of function as
segregation yeah.
but... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the legal history of France when it comes to segregation. I mean,
we
they didn't
have done
have,
our research.
I know we should have.
I'm not a French historian. No. Any French historians who want to write in, you can email gapauswatch@gmail.com.
Yes. That's a history lesson. A history lesson. Anyway, Delphine falls head over fucking heels for Carol.
Yes, like from the beginning.
Yeah. And she's kind of cute. She's like very puppy dog eyes with her.
Yeah.
Carol's in a straight relationship. BT Dubs.
Yeah. And
with a prison abolitionist.
Prison abolitionist.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, he works for prisoners' rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of white social justice stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess not really. It's France. Why am I surprised? But like,
I'm really not that
a little surprised. Yeah. Well, just because I'm surprised because I'm kind of impressed with like the amount that people care. I feel like, I mean, I come across a lot of people who care, maybe not a lot of people who do anything about it. Yeah. And I feel like I saw a lot of action in this film.
Yeah. I think that was also a big thing of the times. I think that was happening here a lot too.
Yeah. Very true with the war.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, super white.
Yep.
All the whiteness.
I'm
blinded by the white.
Oh my God.
Blinded by the white. Yeah, but it's also like I feel like it was a fair assessment of what second wave feminism was at that time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was really interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, the gay shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the gay shit.
Okay.
On this gay ass podcast.
You're not going to be surprised by this at all. I got serious Orphan Black vibes from the beginning of their relationship.
Okay.
Carol and Delphine. First of all.
From Delphine.
Delphine is the same name as one of the
characters. Cosima.
Yes, and Cosima was the other one.
Cosima.
But.
No, what's their ship name?
Cofine.
Cofine. That's what I meant to say. And I was like, no, I just said her name. Psych.
But it was funny because they just had like so many scenes that mirrored each other. Like in this movie, Delphine is the hella gay one. Mm-hmm. In Orphan Black, it's Cosima, but whatever. And she kisses Carol one night when actually it's after they break that guy out of the asylum and they're like camping out on the friend's aunt's farm or whatever. And Carol goes in to Delphine's bed.
Yeah, because the person that she's rooming with is snoring too loudly.
And Delphine takes that as like a romantic move, so she kisses her. Mm-hmm. And Carol's like, what are you doing? And then Delphine gets mad and says, go sleep somewhere else.
Yeah.
But then later
she's like so embarrassed and she's like, yeah.
And that also happened in Orphan Black, where they like Cosima and Delphine went out on this what Cosima thought was a date. Mm-hmm. And then they got back to Cosima's place and she kissed her and Delphine was like, oh, what are you doing? And Cosima was like, oh, whoops.
Read that wrong.
I read that wrong. And so in this movie, is it the next day or a few days
later?
It's they're back in
days.
Paris.
Yeah, exactly.
And Carol finds Delphine walking down the street and she's like, hey, like, it's not that I am shocked or anything, like I just am not like that. And then Delphine goes, yeah, me either. And then she takes her by the hand, leads her around a corner and kisses her against a wall.
Oh yeah, girl, in public.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that kiss was really sexy.
Yeah, it was super sexy.
I was like, whoa, my God.
Yeah. And I thought it was super ballsy of Delphine to be like, yeah, me neither. I'm not gay.
Yeah. Just totally. Like, just take my hand first.
Slip her some tongue.
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
And then Carol suddenly is like, oh, shit. Like, this is amazing. And then they basically fuck all the time 24/7 for, like, a bunch of weeks.
Yeah, there's a ton of doing it in this film. Ton of ladies doing it.
Yeah.
Specifically those two.
And that's pretty much what Cosima and Delphine did. Delphine came back to Cosima's house and was like, hey, I've never really thought about being bisexual, but like maybe I am. And then they just fuck a lot.
Yeah.
And then there's dyke drama after that. as of course there is.
As usual in media portrayals and sometimes real life.
Oh, we never have drama. What are you talking about?
Never. So the bisexuality thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it never comes up as that word. I don't believe.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
But Carol goes through this kind of process of like, well, I have this boyfriend and she like dates both of them.
Mm-hmm.
for a while.
And I think they both know that dating both of them.
Yeah. I feel like for several months she's, or maybe just a month. I kind of get confused on how long
Yeah, I don't know exactly the timeline.
Yeah, I get confused.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever explicitly said either.
No. But I feel like for, you know, at least a couple weeks, she's dating them both. Mm-hmm. And then she falls head over heels for Delphine as well and realizes she's what she wants.
Yeah. So
she's who she wants, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. So she's, like, pretty much getting ready to leave her boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And then Delphine's dad has a stroke.
Yeah.
And is in the hospital.
Yeah, so she has to go back to the south of France, essentially, or wherever we assume.
She goes back to her small farm town.
Small farm. And because only her mom is there to...
Monique, her mom.
Yes. To take over the farm, or to help, you know, run the farm. Mm-hmm. So she goes back for, I think, the summer again, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
So she goes back for the summer. And
some really beautiful landscape shots. Just, like, gorgeous.
Super pretty.
Yeah.
And at some point, Carol visits. And she, Delphine even tells Monique it's because, like, she just broke up with her boyfriend. Yeah. And, like, we basically need to have some girl time.
Yeah.
And Monique is very sweet about it. Mm-hmm. Very much like her father was. And, like, you know, you deserve to have fun. And, like, you shouldn't stay here on the farm all day. Mm-hmm. Which I kind of appreciate from the parents. Like, they recognize that their daughter is not just, you know, someone to... She's not just a farmhand. Mm-hmm. Like, she should have a fun life as well. Mm-hmm. And that she's a multifaceted person. I thought that was really interesting. Not that Monique is a good person.
Well, yeah, I mean...
She's very much
of
her time.
There's a lot of things I actually like about Monique. Mm-hmm. But... Yeah, she's very much of her time, and she definitely has some serious homophobia issues.
Yeah. But also, I feel like when Carol visits, she's not a very good house guest.
No, she's not.
So...
I felt that way, too. I was like, God, you're being super annoying. Like, you own the place or whatever.
Yeah, she brings, like, her own record player.
I know. I thought that was so funny. I was like, really? You lugged that on the train?
And, like, I can see, like, bringing that and wanting to listen to your own music, but she doesn't do it very quietly.
No.
Like, it's pretty loud.
Yeah, and when she brings it outside... So, this scene I had mixed feelings about, because at one point, she brings it outside onto their, like, little gravel area outside their kitchen. And it overlooks, like, these beautiful fields and trees, and, like, it's sunset, and it's so gorgeous. And she sets up this record player and starts playing this goofy song and then starts dancing to it. And I was like, you're kind of ruining, like, the beauty of this moment.
Ruining my vibe.
Yeah, but then Monique comes out and Carol kind of gets Monique to dance with her. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of turns into this really cute scene where Monique is kind of, like, letting go a little bit because she has to deal with a lot. Like, her husband is incapacitated.
Yeah.
And... this farm is huge and is not going to run itself. She works so hard.
Yeah, and she's getting older.
And like, she's getting older, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't run a farm by yourself. Yeah. A farm that size, anyway.
Right. And I was... Because I guess Carol kind of becomes the third farmhand for a while when she's visiting. So the three of them just work really hard, like... all the time. Yeah. And that's kind of cool. I really love watching women do physical work.
And I'm
that.
Glad that Carol decided. And also, what are you going to do? What else are you going to do there? So I'm glad she, like, did. And she actually took an interest in what they were doing.
Yeah.
She wasn't just like, I'll help because I have to.
Right, it was like, yeah. No, she was invested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated.
Me too.
But I think there was just, like, what the movie captured really well was a clash of culture.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Which I thought was interesting. Because I think Carol's always grown up in Paris.
Yeah.
Or always is very attracted to the city
life. She's
definitely, like,
a more urban person.
Yeah. Whereas Monique, no. Yeah. I think she's always been in rural areas her whole life. And I feel like, you know, to you and I who live in... city adjacent, we see a view like that and we want to, like, always appreciate it, whereas Monique, that's like daily life, and not saying that she doesn't appreciate it, but it's also, like, wild and fun when this like young Parisian woman mm-hmm. comes in with her record player and yeah. is playing a goofy modern song.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, it was like a little awkward. I feel like Monique didn't really know what to do at first, and she was mm-hmm. just kind of like,
yeah, she definitely was like, what's happening?
What do I do? but yeah, I really do like that scene as well.
Yeah. It was also interesting because Delphine, when she comes back from Paris, she kind of just takes charge of like the finances, and she goes as like the representative of her farm to the farm meeting. She's the only woman there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking like, oh my gosh, she went from a room full of women to a room full of men.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. It's like very stark.
Yeah. And she,
and they don't treat her. I mean, they're fine with her being mm-hmm. there, but they definitely look down on her in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like, she made an appointment with the bank to talk to them.
Yeah.
And they were like, you shouldn't have done that by yourself.
Yeah. And I think part of it is that they see her as, like, presumptive and that she is... Mm-hmm. But I think it's because, like, she was supposed to speak with the council first or whatever.
That's what they said, but I feel like they never would have said that to a man.
Yeah, they might not have.
Yeah.
But Delphine is, like... She's kind of a little, like, shaken by it. She's, mm-hmm. like, a little, you know, nervous.
Yeah.
But she still attends and stands her ground mm-hmm. Throughout the film.
Yeah.
Which I find really important.
And she knows her way around a tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. and one of the things I like that Delphine says is, at some point, spoiler alert, Carol do fight.
Yeah.
And one of the things Delphine is saying is like, this is what you are fighting for. Mm-hmm. For someone like me to own my own farm, mm-hmm. to be able to make my financial decisions mm-hmm. for myself, to like be an autonomous human being, mm-hmm. essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shitting on my life.
Yeah.
which I thought was really courageous and mm-hmm. had some like insight valuable insight, because it's like, yeah, this feminism isn't just for like birth control pills,
right?
It's for it's for everything about a woman's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And women are really the backbones of, well, everything in the world, but specifically I think farming and rural life. And I mean, just in my experience, that's what I've seen on all the farms that I've worked on and been like adjacent to and stuff, is the women just like get shit done. I mean, the men do too, a lot of them, but
yeah. Well, I feel like farmers in general, you have to have that mentality of like, you don't complain.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is, and you gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, no one else is gonna do it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, so true.
You gotta just do it.
Yeah. Shout out to my former employers who really are just total bosses.
Aw. Good.
Yeah. Farm bosses.
Yeah. So Carol and Delphine have a wonderful, you know, summertime tryst.
Yeah. cute and sexy at the same time.
Yeah, they swim around in the lake naked.
Yep.
They have sex outside.
When they were just like naked, first of all, they were naked in the grass. They were like,
oh, I could never.
Pretty much naked in like the cow field.
Oh, I could never.
I was like, dude, there's dung everywhere. There's dung everywhere in that field.
Yeah, no, I could never.
Like, don't. It just seems so uncomfortable and gross.
That grass looked itchy.
Yeah, the grass did look really itchy.
No, thank.
Yeah. But they didn't seem to care.
No, they were just like, hey, your vagina's out, my vagina's out, we're having a good time.
Our boobs are out.
Boobs.
We're
boobs.
Good.
Boobs all asunder. But even though Delphine is, like, out in that way, mm-hmm. she's not out to her parents, even though she knows that she is, you know, very much a gay.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been a
gay.
And
she's not ashamed of being gay.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
But she definitely doesn't want to make her mom feel bad.
Yeah. And that's kind of the inciting thing for their fight, I think, is that Carol really wants Delphine to tell her mom that they're together.
Mm-hmm.
And Delphine's like, no.
Yeah, Carol also is like, your mom's not stupid.
Yeah.
Of course
she
knows.
She's not. And Monique knows.
Yeah, she does.
But she is content enough for most of the time to just ignore it.
Yeah.
As long as they keep hiding, she can also keep hiding, in a way.
Yeah, because I think Carol, you know, she wants Delphine to be more out in general. So mm-hmm. even when they're out in public, like, they don't hold hands.
Right.
At one point, Anton sees them kiss mm-hmm. inside. Like, he just comes around for something.
Yeah.
And he sees them kiss in the kitchen.
I almost felt bad for him in that moment, almost. Because he, like, biked up. He looked so excited to see Delphine. And then he looked in the window. And like, they were kissing. And he was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never be with her. I'm so sad.
And he like, keeps it a secret.
That's what I appreciate about him. Because he still cares about Delphine.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, like, run and get Monique or, like, run to the town and tell all the men, like, guess what? This lady's a lesbian.
Yeah.
We must ostracize her. He keeps it to himself.
Yeah. And, of course, the girls don't know that, but that, like, they were seen.
Right.
But at one point, they're walking around in, you know, a field, and they're holding hands, and a neighbor guy sees them.
Oh, right.
And Delphine gets very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets very defensive towards Carol when Carol starts making jokes about how, like, oh, he's going to go down the local bar and tell them that so-and-so's daughter is a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's not fucking funny. Don't mm-hmm. joke like that. And I do feel like maybe she was concerned for her safety and her parents' well-being.
And the farm, like, what would happen to the farm,
Yeah.
Because she really cared about the farm. She loved it.
Yeah.
It was really important to her.
Yeah, and at one point when, you know, her father comes home
mm-hmm.
and Carol's like, basically, like, when are we going back to Paris?
Yeah.
And Delphine's like, I don't wanna.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going back there.
Yeah, I'm not. Like
this is where
I like this life.
Is my home. And my dad can't do anything. And this farm is gonna collapse without me, so.
Yeah. Which I think is, it's brave for her to say to mm-hmm. her girlfriend, mm-hmm. essentially, that, like, well, I'm happy here,
mm-hmm.
and knowing what she might lose if she stays.
Yeah.
But I feel like Carol takes it upon herself to stay as well when she doesn't want to.
Yeah, and that builds resentment.
Yeah, starts resenting Delphine, and, it just kind of spirals from there.
Yeah, and they, at one point, well, Carol's going to go back to Paris, I think. And Delphine decides to go with her. And then she changes her mind.
Oh, yes, because the mom walks in on
They have a huge thing that involves physical violence a little bit.
So they, Delphine forgot to set her alarm.
Mm-hmm.
The mom walks in and is like, get up.
Yeah.
And
they're in bed together.
Yeah, they're in bed together naked.
Yeah.
So the mom's like, duh. and Carol says, well, that's one way to introduce or to tell her.
Yeah.
Delphine's
really
like,
upset.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
None of this is funny. And it's kind of like Carol's constantly making a joke of Delphine's life.
Mm-hmm.
And Delphine is like, dude, I take this very seriously.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you need to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But Monique tells Carol to get out, and that's mm-hmm. when she goes back to Paris. In that moment, Delphine is like, I'll do anything. I love you.
Yeah.
You know, like, we'll run away together.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really well done when they're at, like, a stop
mm-hmm.
at the train station. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, you know, enough time has passed where everyone's just kind of, like, chill.
Yeah.
And the adrenaline has worn off,
mm-hmm.
and Delphine's like, nope, can't do this.
I thought that was really realistic, too.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah.
And then, in the end, it is, I mean, even though they don't end up together, mm-hmm. it is a happy ending, because Carol is back in Paris. She works at an abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, helps young girls
mm-hmm.
get abortions and mm-hmm. get the pill and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she has another girlfriend who's also cute.
Yeah.
And Delphine writes to her one day and says, like, hey, you know, like, I have my own farm now. Like, things are going really well, so.
Yeah, and she apologizes for what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Because while she's happy with her life,
mm-hmm.
she does feel bad for hurting Carol.
Yeah.
And putting her in the position of just leaving her by mm-hmm. herself with essentially nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Because when their plan was really when they get to Paris just to, you know, find jobs and shelter.
Yeah.
Because
which they weren't going to have. Which is sometimes easier with two.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it all works out mm-hmm. for them. And I thought it was really sweet. And I'm a big fan of, you know, trying to reconcile your issues with people and mm-hmm. not letting that bad feeling just sit there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I dug it. It was cute.
Yeah, me too. Other really than good. The blinding whiteness of this movie, I was into it for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there other parts of this movie that you didn't like in particular?
So,
like, the whiteness and white feminism.
Right. Actually, no, that was my major issue with it.
Yeah.
I think I really enjoyed the rest of it, like, plot-wise. And I read a review of it that said it was a little strange that it sort of was divided in that way between Paris and wherever else the mm-hmm. farm was. But I don't know, I kind of liked it. I thought it was, like, realistic and...
Well, yeah, and it shows the, like, huge distinction mm-hmm. between the two places.
Yeah,
and, like,
totally.
How... It's funny, Delphine says, like, she felt like such a hick when she was in Paris, and then when she comes back, everyone's like, ooh, you're so fancy.
Right, right,
and
yeah.
she's like, what?
I thought that was... It was a small moment, but it was a really good one.
It kind of resonated with me, too.
Yeah,
since
me too.
I've moved
yeah.
from, and my parents are still in the same spot that, mm-hmm. you know, back in Rhode Island, you know, where I grew up. Mm. So when I come back, they're like, they don't say, like, you're cultured, but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, you live near a big city, mm-hmm. and it's just different.
Yeah.
So that perception of you can change, I
yeah.
guess. Like the
I
other
think,
people's perception of you.
I used to live in Copenhagen because I went to grad school there, and that's where I really felt it. I don't feel it quite as much like between Maine and Seattle, but in Copenhagen, everyone is fancy as fuck. Like, it is so, it's not true in all of Denmark because there's a lot of rural areas of Denmark too,
yeah.
but in Copenhagen, everyone's very concerned about how they look. Like, just really put together all the time. And I felt like a total hick there.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, I've grown up going there. I have a lot of family there and I've spent a lot of time there in my life. But I think living there, I noticed it a lot more because I also was like among peers instead of just like family.
Yeah.
And I just felt really frumpy and like out of place.
I feel like America's pretty like, for the most part, even like cities were pretty like casual with the dress.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So it's like,
yeah,
you can go out in like leggings or sweatpants. Mm-hmm. Like, no one really is like,
yeah,
wow, you look like shit.
Yeah. So, especially in Seattle.
Yes.
I feel like we have a bit of a reputation for that is rooted in truth.
Oh, but they're such so comfortable pants.
I know. I don't see a problem with it, to be honest.
No. Why are you going to wear pants with buttons on and a zipper? Why?
Yeah, why?
Elastic exists. I don't need it.
True that.
I don't need buttons.
If you wear pants with buttons and zippers, write us and tell us why.
I'm actually wearing pants with zippers.
Oh.
Zippers? Zipper. A zipper and button.
Oh.
I'm
why?
A fraud. I'm a fucking fraud. I'm a fucking fraud.
I'm literally wearing, well, I
but
guess I'm wearing leggings.
But I went to a fancy-ish restaurant last night wearing uh-huh. leggings.
Yeah. I think leggings are actually, if you just have black leggings,
it was black
those
leggings.
Are nice pants.
Yes. You can't tell the
That's,
difference.
No.
If you can, you're too close to me. Get away from
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yes, you pants wearers, email us.
Or leggings/sweatpants wearers, you can also email us.
Yeah.
We like all the people who wear all the things.
You French legging wearers.
Whether you're French or Danish or whether you're from the East Coast or the West Coast. Or anywhere in
yeah.
the entire world.
Yeah. Email
Get
us.
In touch.
At galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Send us pictures of what you're wearing. As long as you're wearing something. Don't send us naked pictures.
Yeah, don't do that. Not
we like
really
cute
interested.
Outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get down
yeah,
with that.
Especially queers in cute outfits.
Queers in cute outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I like that
yeah.
sound.
Mm-hmm.
Where else can they find us, Sarah?
Twitter @galpalswatch.
Nice.
Instagram @galpalswatch.
We got it together, fam.
Yep.
We're doing
sort of.
It.
We're trying.
We try.
Alicia does all the work.
I sometimes
you
work.
Do.
I love Instagram. Yeah. All right, everyone. So check out our social media accounts. Rate, review, subscribe as usual. Mm-hmm. And
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Keep it gay. 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 There we go. That,
how do you say gay in French?
Sweet gay.